In many states, insurance companies won't cover oral chemotherapy because it's classified as a medication rather than a treatment. Dr. Eunice Wang with Roswell Park Cancer Institute says the disparity is causing her patients to either pay for treatment out of pocket without reimbursement or drop out of treatments altogether.
That is a atrocity in my mind, that my patients have to not get adequate cancer treatment because their chemotherapy happens to be given in pills as opposed to IV.
Wang says the proposed legislative change is a no-brainer. She says oral chemo is cheaper than traditional intravenous treatments and with milder side effects.
Being able to take your chemo at home not only is more effective, but it gives you better quality of life. You're able to carry on with your normal activity. You're able to go to work. You're able to do things with your kids, spend time with your family.
Congressman Brian Higgins is lobbying for support of the oral chemotherapy parity legislation.
My hope is that the insurance industry can keep pace with the science to ensure that when new discoveries are made in cancer therapy, that they're available to as many people as possible.
Higgins says the change would rightly give patients more control over their course of treatment. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.